Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
just let me be who I am to you. And consider when God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed, but you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible.
Yeah.
I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
Hallelujah, for I am that I am today. Hallelujah. The one that woke us up this morning. I am that I am, whatever we need him for. He woke us up this morning. The activity of our limbs, the breath we breathe, the great I am that I am. Oh, we come with a humble heart this morning and stretched out arms and welcome the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, for the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, come bless the Lord with me this morning. He's worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms, he's still faithful. He's still wonderful. He's still awesome. He's still amazing. The great I am that I am. Oh, we come to bless his name today. He said, if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. So we come to lift the great I am that I am up this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb God. We have the activity of our limbs today. Thank you, Jesus. The breath we breathe today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, principalities in high places. The great I am that I am. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. The great I am that I am. Have your way today in our services on today, Father. From the pulpit to the back door, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. Lift up the visionary of this line, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people, Father. Have your way in his life today, Lord God. A fresh fire anointing over his body today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. A fresh fire anointing over Mother Matthew's body, Father God, and Daddy Matthew's body, Lord God. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Miraculous healing power to Mother Matthew's body. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The great I am that I am. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to magnify his name today. We come to give him all the praise and the glory in the midst of storms. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Deacon said, Chaz family, I lift him up to you this morning, Father God. Continue to do a new thing in his family, Father God, for his daughter, Father God. a miraculous healing power for his daughter's body, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We just say thank you for being our daddy. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for having compassion over all of us today, God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up the Hunter family to you, Father God. Continuously heal and deliver them, Lord God. Mend their broken hearts from their loved one, loss of their loved one, Lord God. Have your way today, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. You able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing too difficult for you. Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Stop by the hospitals on today. Go from room to room and floor to floor today, Father God. Heal and deliver and set free. Stop by the IC units today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the emergency rooms on today, Father God. Create miracle signs and wonders in your emergency room, Father God. Have your way, have your way. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to bless your name this morning, Father God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night, Father God. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living, Father God. And we say thank you. Thank you for breakthroughs today, Father God, in every area of our life today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, because ain't nothing impossible for you. Ain't nothing too difficult for you. All power is in your hands. Psalms 118:16 say your right hand is holding us up. 17 say we should live and not die, do what you called us to do. 18 say you haven't handed us over to death. And we thank you, Father, because we got to be physically alive to do what you called us to do. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to celebrate you today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, if it had not been for you, where would I be at this day? Oh, I come to bless your name today, Father God. I come to magnify your name today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, children to you today, Father God. Continuously keep your arms around them all, Father God. In the name of Jesus, continue to keep them from all harm and danger, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name today, Father. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our Daddy. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up restoration to you, Harvey in Texas, Father God. We ask you to have your way in our services on today, Father God. We ask for exploding in growth in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today for the exploding in growth, Lord God. In the ministry, Lord God. And we say thank you. Bless us individually and collectively today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we say thank you. Thank you for Rita, Father God, that faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to bless her and her entire family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we say thank you for Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God. Continuously to do a new thing in her family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. Touch her sister Sally's body in a mighty way today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. We come to bless your name today for breakthroughs, 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 and not a breakdown, that we're getting better, 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 and not bitter. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today. You're making that crooked thing in our lives straight today. Oh, we say thank you, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. We will continually look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for that peace today. We thank you for a sound mind today, because we are walking by faith and not by sight. We walking by faith and not by feelings. Faith has no feelings. So have your way today in our neighborhood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our neighbors' homes today. We might not know all our neighbors, but you do. They are your sons and your daughters. So have your way in their lives. Have your way in their households. In the mighty name of Jesus, great is you, hallelujah, than he that's in the world. You are great. You are faithful. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are blameless. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Dad. We say have your way today and your services on today. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters today. But they are blessed going out and they blessed coming in, that they know they're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. That we know we are more than conquerors because of the great I am that I am. Whatever we need him for, he's right there. He's on time, God. Yes, he is. He's on time, God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Stop by the nursing homes on today. Have your way in the nursing homes on today. Go from floor to floor, room to room. Create miracle signs and wonders. You're the on time, God. You're the great I am that I am that I am. And we say thank you. Whatever we stand in need of, you supply and all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Have your way this Sunday morning. Heal and deliver and set free today, Lord God. And that only you can do. We lift up all the airplanes, the trains, the buses, the cars today, Father God. Dispatch angels all around them today, Father God. Because your word says you've given your angels charge over us. So we all have our individual angels, and we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today for releasing them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Cover those that are riding bikes and scooters today, Father God. Motorcycles, Lord God. Cover them all with the blood, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Dispatch the angels around them as well, Father God. Have your way today, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. You able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. So have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God, where the word of the Lord comes alive. It comes alive by us applying it, standing on it, believing it, receiving it, and doubt not in our hearts that you're able to do all you say you would do. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way.
Yes. Have your way, Father God. Have your way. Have your way up in our life, oh, Father God. We thank you, O Father God, that you have had your way up in our lives, O Father God, and that they were able to breathe the air that you have anointed us to breathe here upon the earth, O Father God, as much as we came into existence upon this earth. And your love, O Father God, that you shed upon us, O Father God, never left us and it never forsake us, O Father God, even though, O Father God, before we got mature and we was doing the things that we do, was doing out in the world the way we was taught and programmed to follow and to almost, in a way, bring sin into our lives. Oh, Father God, your love is still there for us, oh, Father God. You never forsake us and you never left us, oh, Father God. Father God, when we was out there experiencing and doing the things that we were doing, when we was coming up but of age in our lives, oh, Father God, in the paths that we followed, oh, Father God, your love was there, and it never forsaked us, and it never left us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you knew, oh, Father God, the expected end, oh, Father God, that you have for each and every one of your children here upon earth, oh, Father God, and you kept your promises, oh, Father God, towards us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done, oh, Father God. And, oh, Father God, forgive us, oh, Father God, when we did not hear your voice. We did not take your instructions, oh, Father God. And we may have went down a path or a way, oh, Father God, that was not conducive for our well-being. Oh, but your love never left us nor forsake us, oh, Father God. Oh, and in that, oh, Father God, you showed us our error. You showed us our way of missing them more. Oh, Father God, you still showed your love toward us, oh, Father God, to bring us back, oh, Father God, upon that path of destiny, oh, Father God, that you have appointment for us to follow. And you sent your one and minister and angels to fight for us. But as our will, O Father God, was not totally given over to you, O Father God, we followed those things, O Father God, that we knew to be true. And Father God, we ask for forgiveness, O Father God, and to restore us, O Father God, into that rightful place in you that you desire for us to have, O Father God, here upon earth as we walk and move and have our being in you and then totally having dominion, O Father God. Because in your word, O Father God, you say, greater things shall we do. And we thank you, O Father God, for manifesting those things within our lives now, O Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time. O Father God, we love you, O Father God. We honor you, O Father God, and all that is, O Father God, within us, O Father God. And what that is, that is in us, that you allow to be in us, O Father God, from the experience we had up in life and the belief, O Father God, up in your word, O Father God, and in that, O Father God, you have transcended us, O Father God. You have revealed things to us, O Father God. You have brought us to the place of understanding, O Father God, that is not, O Father God, with the traditional ways, O Father God. But you are showing us the truth, O Father God, that may be at times hard to understand, O Father God. But we thank you and honor you, O Father God, because you are deemed us strong enough, O Father God, and even honorable enough, O Father God, to receive and to hold those things that you place within inside of us, O Father God, to see things, O Father God, as they really are. O Father God, we honor you and bless you and glorify you for all that you're doing, O Father God, up in our lives, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. Oh, and O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for protecting your children, O Father God, and for a hedge of protection, O Father God, and the helmet of salvation be around that their minds on their minds now, O Father God, for the things that they may take in, O Father God. Through the gates, O Father God, that you have given each and every one of us for us to understand, perceive, and to communicate, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for you strengthening us, O Father God, up in that area. But Father God, as children, O Father God, we decree and declare, O Father God, the helmet of salvation, O Father God, and all of that. O Father God, be protected in this hour and in this season, O Father God, from the subliminal messages, O Father God, that is being put forth, O Father God, to indoctrinate, O Father God, our children, O Father God, at a young age, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for sending your warrant and ministering angels, O Father God, in that area, O Father God, of our children, O Father God, in the spiritual realm, O Father God, because you say we're not fighting against flesh and blood. Power, spiritual wickedness, O Father God, in high places, and that we're not fighting against flesh and we're fighting against the spirit. So in that dimension and realm, O Father God, we implore your angels, O Father God, to be dismissed, O Father God, in this season of time to cover our children, O Father God, that may go and see the movie, O Father God, Elementals, O Father God. We ask that you will cover them, O Father God, and give wisdom, O Father God, and understanding to the parents where their eyes may be open to see, O Father God, the subtle things, O Father God, that the enemy, O Father God, is trying to plant, O Father God, mentally and spiritually into our children, O Father God, that at a certain date and time, O Father God, certain type of activations may come forth, O Father God, in life, knowing that the programs that were given, O Father God, they have a certain way of activating those things. So we decree and declare what the enemy meant for bad will turn around, O Father God, for the good, O Father God, for those individuals and children, O Father God, that have been subliminal lies, O Father God, through certain entertainments, O Father God, that has been placed, O Father God, in the entertainment industry. We thank you for covering our children and also cover the parents, O Father God, even cover all of us, O Father God, here, O Father God, upon the line, O Father God, and I will enter ear gate, because faith comes by hearing, O Father God. O Father God, and we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for sending your warrant and ministering angels in that area, O Father God, that those things, O Father God, that was suddenly planned, Father God, to come against our children, O Father God, that what was planned would not come to pass, O Father God, O Father God, because it's being warned and fought right now. O Father God, in the spiritual realm and dimension. O Father God, your spirit is going throughout the land. I ask in the mighty name of Yahshua to cover your children, O Father God, area, oh Father God, that they are trying to attack, oh Father God, and a mental stability and understanding and imagination of your children. Oh Father God, we thank you for cutting those things off and calling them, oh Father God, to come to north. Oh Father God, we honor you, oh Father God. We glorify you and magnify you, oh Father God, for all that you're doing. We thank you for your hedge of protection, oh Father God, also that you're putting around the people, oh Father God, in this dispensation season and time, oh Father God. We thank you again for taking the blinders from off our eyes, oh Father God, so that we may see, oh Father God, to see, oh Father God. Even, Father God, because faith comes by hearing. We thank you, oh Father God, for elevating our hearing, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for elevating every system, oh Father God, and healing every system, oh Father God, that you have placed within this temple and this body to function upon, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for strengthening us, oh Father God. Thank you for your immune system, oh Father God, that you are regulating even in this dispensation season and time, that you are activating it to move and to work in its optimal performance, oh Father God, to ward off those things, oh Father God, defeat those things, oh Father God, in us, oh Father God, that you know that are not good for our bodies, oh Father God, and that have entered our bodies, oh Father God, through everything that we may come in contact with. But we thank you, oh Father God, for your blessing, your covering, oh Father God, to keep us, oh Father God, to protect us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing, oh Father God. Father God, that you say that we just should ask, oh Father God, and that you're not like our enemy. You ask him for something, he gives you just the opposite of what you asking for, oh God. But you, oh Father God, is going to give us those things that we ask for, oh Father God, that are conducive for our well-being, according to your word and the foundation of your word that we stand upon in our faith. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for elevating us to that hundredfold faith, oh Father God. At once part in our time, we walked in 30, and once part in the time, we walked in 60. But we thank you, God, Father God, for placing that hundredfold, oh Father God, within our minds, oh Father God, and in our vocal cords, oh Father God, that spits out the vibration that go throughout the land, oh Father God, and your word does not return back void. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this lifetime for your people, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for protecting your our children, our children, and even us, oh, Father God, to the disruption and understanding of the element of spirits, oh, Father, trying to influence our children with through certain media devices and movies, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are protecting us, oh, Father God, and you are shielding us, oh, Father God, in this time that we are in, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the government, oh, Father God, being put in order, oh, Father God, making your path straight, oh, Father God, just like in the days of Jonah, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we are fighting a war, oh, Father God, here upon the earth. But we thank you, oh, Father God, that we, it's been prophesied and ministered that we are on the winning end, oh, Father God, and all you'd ask us to do is just stand and trust you. And we stand and we trust you and we have faith, oh, Father God, in you, oh, Father God. Even though, oh, Father God, when we slip and fall, oh, Father God, you say, get back up and dust it off, oh, Father God, because many times we have failed. Oh, Father God, many times we have missed the mark, oh, Father God, but you've never kept your love, oh, Father God, from us, oh, Father God. You didn't start us back at the beginning of the class, oh, Father God. You started us right back off from where we may have missed the mark at, oh, Father God. But we thank you for your great love that you have toward us and for us, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because in the beginning, oh, Father God, was the Word, and the Word was with you, oh, Father God, and the Word will always be with you, and you have placed that Word within us, oh, Father God, so that we may move and have our being in you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you and thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God, because in your Word, oh, Father God, you say whoever, oh, Father God, is born of you overcomes the world, oh, Father God, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, oh, Father God, and that is our faith and trust and belief and understanding of you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and magnify you, oh, Father God, because you are awesome in all of your ways, oh, Father God. We bless you, oh, Father God. Even we thank you now, oh, Father God, for the men of God, oh, Father God, that are that is around the land, oh, Father God, that is going to minister your word, oh, Father God, and to your children and to your people, oh, Father God. I ask that you would place, oh, Father God, in them, oh, Father God, that which is needed, oh, Father God. For the children, oh, Father God, that you would till their hearts, oh, Father God, that the word would fall upon good ground, and enemy may not be able to come and snatch that, that would sustain them and keep them in this dispensation of time, oh, Father God. But you have told us in your word, oh, Father God, for us to not be conformed to this world, oh, Father God, but be ye transformed, oh, Father God, by the renewing of our mind. And that dies the testing, oh, Father God, and the experience, oh, Father God, that we have had in our lives, oh, Father God, we may use to discern, oh, Father God, as we mature, what is your will, oh, Father God, and what is good and acceptable in this dispensation, season, and time above our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that we are able, oh, Father God, to cut the cord, oh, Father God, a very deceptive tactic that the enemy has put up, initiated up in our lives, oh, Father God. We thank you for cutting the cord. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the things of divination, oh, Father God, that have been mishandled up in our lives, oh, Father God, and familiar spirits, oh, Father God, that we may have entertained. But we thank you, oh, Father God, for washing us and cleansing us with your word, oh, Father God. We thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for your love that you have toward us up in that area. Oh, Father God, you have cleansed us. You have renewed us. You have placed us in perfect peace, oh, Father God, because our mind, oh, Father God, has stayed upon you, oh, Father God, and you are showing us, oh, Father God, the original intent, oh, Father God, because of our personal relationship with you, because of what Adam restored, lost, and what Christ restored to us, oh, Father God, that we are able to have that one-on-one conversation with you, oh, Father God, because of what Christ did upon Calvary, oh, Father God, and that love that you have and patience that you have for us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for keeping all of us, oh, Father God, as we walk and move and have our being here through the things that we are going through, oh, Father God. And I thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us peace, oh, Father God, that's a path that all understanding, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God, because you are renewing our mind daily, oh, Father God. You have given us, you have heightened and elevated, oh, Father God, our discernment, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, show us, oh, Father God, how to move and have our being, oh, Father God, and be stable, oh, Father God, for the anointing, oh, Father God, that you have, that we are coming to understand, and that great love that you have for us, to teach us, oh, Father God, how to carry that and walk and move, oh, Father God, and not be disgruntled, oh, Father God, when our eyes may be open to certain things, oh, Father God, but let love rule and have its perfect place within us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and we honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, we glorify you, oh, Father God. We magnify you, oh, Father God. We carry, oh, Father God, your presence within us, oh, Father God, because we have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have accepted Yahshua HaMashiach as our Lord and Savior, oh, Father God. We trust you, oh, Father God. You have given us eyes to see, oh, Father God. You have given us ears to hear, oh, Father God. And you have given us power and authority, oh, Father God, and dominion, oh, Father God. Because you say, greater things shall we do. Oh, Father God, start the process within us, oh, Father God, so those things that you have spoken to us in your word, we come to a fruition, oh, Father God, and we may be strong and balanced enough, oh, Father God, to carry that which you have imputed unto us. Oh, Father God, we glorify you and honor you, oh, and magnify you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And finally, my brothers and sisters, oh, Father God, that are walking in you, oh, Father God, place within us and take the blindness from off our eyes, oh, Father God. Show us through everyday life, oh, Father God, that they're with us, oh, Father God. We may know it, oh, Father God. But, Father God, it's the synchronicities, oh, Father God, that is happening within our life, oh, Father God, as we walk and move and have our being, oh, Father God, you're showing us that you love and your presence, oh, Father God, and that you are there with us, oh, Father God. And we thank you for that, oh, Father God. We thank you for opening our eyes to see, oh, Father God, and to see you in everything that we encounter. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, I decree and declare that our minds would be attracted to things that are true. When whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is loving, Father God, or whatever is commendable, O Father God, and if there be any excellence in those things, O Father God, open our eyes to see the excellency of those things that is in you, O Father God, that you have allowed us to see and also to manifest and carry, O Father God. And we thank you for that, O Father God, and that we, O Father God, shall walk in that place that you are learning us to have, O Father God, because that is our divine natural ability, the divine natural anointing that you have given us, O Father God, because of what Christ done upon Calvary. And we thank you, O Father God, that you have ushered us and placed in us the strength, O Father God, to think upon those things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, Shalom.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. The Ron Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
On the Lifeline.
It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme, Go Big or Don't Go At All. It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's Praise and Worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., it's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m., it's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App. Hashtag RFPIM. At Zelle. At WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. That's WeRestore@Yahoo.com. And at PayPal at www.WeRestoreYou.org. Please put t-shirt size in the memo section. For more information, call 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years on the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there.
Good day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Lorraine Matthews. I'm the senior pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lorraine Matthews Ministry and a dynamic conference line and a blog talk radio and a phenomenal radio broadcast in Chicagoland area. And I welcome each and every one of you all to a powerful teaching time. And we want you to invite others to join us because these next several months are going to be very, very pivotal to what I'm going to be sharing and what I'm going to be revealing to many of you locally and globally around the world. And you're going to not want to miss what I'm going to share and what I'm going to be revealing to many of you as it relates to events that are very important to you and things that are going to be accelerating as it relates to the world and this dispensation of time. So I know you don't want to miss what God is revealing and what he's going to reveal to many of us. And I know you will be blessed. All right. Pray with me if you would. And those of you who will be following me around the world, just join in and share with others. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you on today. Father, we thank you for your presence, and we thank you for your power. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness towards us. And right now, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue to reveal the secrets and the mysteries of the world, God, even the things that are unveiling underhandedly by the world systems. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word in Psalm 119 and 130 that the entrance of the word giveth light. And God, you're giving light unto the world, and you're giving light unto your people, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for those that are listening in from around the world, and those that will be blessed by the presence, the power, and the glory of your word. You also said in your word that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And God, you're a revealer of all things, even the secret things, even the mysteries of the kingdom of the world, and even the kingdom of darkness. Father, we thank you for it right now. Now bless the heart of the people as they come in, Lord. Strengthen their mind. Open them up to understand who you are in them, God, and not outside of them. And Father, I thank you for this day. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right. Bless the Lord for you all. Please join me real quickly, if you would be so kind to share with others. And please, as you're coming on in, let us know from what city, town, and nation you're representing on today. And certainly, I want you to brace yourself. Share this topic with others. I'm going to be revealing many things that are going to be happening, especially in the next several days, that you will know and understand. So it is important that you share the information and share with others that they may be blessed by the word of God. Those who are joining us on blog side, I welcome you. I thank you all for joining us. And certainly we honor the Lord for your kingdom position in place. You don't want to miss what I'm going to reveal to you today. And certainly I want you to prepare yourself for what's getting ready to be revealed. Many things have been unveiled, but what's getting ready to be revealed to us in every area of the United States and around the world. This is not just for just a few. This is a global move, and the global move is important for all of us to understand. It's not just for the noble birthing, high-ranking families of the world. It's not just for the few. What I share will be revealed to many of you in totality of what's going on now. And so as I'm sharing today, There are many that will be joining us. There are many who are not going to be on the inside of the screen that's going to be following us. Most of them will be on the outside. There will be over 1.5 million people that will listen to this data that I'm sharing today. And some of it, they don't want it to be revealed to you, you, or you on today. So I'm going to go straight to the point of some very important things that you all need to know and understand. This is a time where the prophets are restless. The apostles are restless. The prophetic people are restless. Now, many of you are feeling that there's something that is happening, but you don't know the details. And so many of us, many of you are feeling disconnected. Even though you're connected, you're feeling disconnected. And you're feeling so disconnected now that it's almost at the point of some of you all are quitting. Some of you all are carrying heavy battle fatigue. You're feeling like you're fatigued because you've been trying to tap in. And for those intercessors and prayer warriors who have been feeling like I've been trying to tap in or I've been tapping in and nothing isn't happening, I want you to understand what I shared, I wrote on the screen today. We in the season of the smoke screen. It's the smoke screen. And the smoke screen have always been set up. This is nothing new of what you're seeing. It's nothing new of what you're viewing. It's nothing new of what you're seeing from the media and from the world events. This is nothing new. So what I'm sharing with you today, it's nothing new to God, and it's going to be nothing new to many of you who are following us. So I want to encourage you today to share this with others that they may understand and know what I'm revealing today. You can go back and you can study it. You can go back and you can Google it, go into the history of what I'm going to share with you and tell others about it and let them know as well. To what is being released in the land and what is being shared around the world. Many of us right now, we are in this place right now where it appears that something that God promised us is not coming to pass. That's the farthest thing from the truth. What you're watching is the manifestation of all things being revealed and all things being set in place, especially as it relates to the timetable that we're in. This timetable that we're in is very, 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 very important to everyone. When I say everyone, every person, every individual, every nation, even some of the information that I'm sharing today, there have been such a limited. Some of you who try to follow me, who are receiving, you're not receiving notification. You've been shifted from the notification. Some of you who are trying to share it, it's hard to share the information. But nonetheless, we're on to something that is far greater than the imagination of anyone being able to stop. What God wants to reveal to nations and to the people and to the family and to those who are connecting with us right now and getting information right now. So don't be moved by that. Don't be shifted or shocked by what you're seeing and what you're experiencing, because everything that's happening is for the knowledge of what God is going to share today through the word of God and to many of you all on this day. I want to encourage many of you who are new to us, who are following, are new. You may be behind time as it relates to the information. So what I want to encourage you to do is to go back read it, go back and study it, go back and view the information so that what we're sharing today can give you understanding of where we are at. I am making some major changes as it relates to information that I'm sharing with our computer systems or our systems that release information, because everybody's not savvy to things, so they oftentimes hit a button and throw me off of some of my system, move a button and things are off. So everything has to be in alignment. And so today we're going to be sharing some very important information to you. And please, I want you to share. You can hit those stars up there as well and tap that and bless other people as well as those that are coming in and connecting. I'm sharing right now so that many other partners who have been partnering with us will be able to receive the information as well as the information that we're sharing as well with many of you all on today. Okay? Once again, I thank God for those who are partnering with us and connecting with us and being part of what the Lord is doing. You can share with as many people as you can. This is very, very important for many of you all, especially right now. It's very important for the timing. This is the timetable that things have to be revealed to us and to the lives of the people. All right, let me move right into this. All right, I want to talk about what we all been experiencing, especially over the last several weeks. Many of you have been seeing and hearing what we all been seeing, hearing, and experiencing, even the media, when it's talking about, we see all of this smoke, these fires, smoke fires, fires all over. People of God, I just want you to know that this is a smoke screen. This is a smoke screen. I want you to know that even as I shared with many of you concerning 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023, those are all target dates of things that transpire in the world. Now, I want you to understand a smoke signal is one of the oldest forms, the oldest form, listen to this, one of the oldest form of long-distance communication, smoke screen. It is a form of visual communication used over long distance of time. So there's nothing new about smoke screen. The general smoke screens are used to transmit news, signal of danger, or the gathering of people to a common area. That's the smoke screen. And all of the fires that you're watching are symbols of smoke screen. Now, I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear this really, really clearly to understand why they have smoke screen. Ancient China soldiers used great smoke screen. Signals a beacon of the tower. They use smoke screens. Ancient Sri Lanka, they use smoke screen. These all smoke screen. North American indigenous people, they use smoke screen. Indians use smoke screen. I want you to hear this. And I'm going to begin to reveal to you all what's getting ready to transpire in the land. And you want to share this with many people. This is going to be important to you as we head into July, we head into August, and we head into September. So you understand, Native American use smoke screen. They use it. The Yamanas people of South America use smoke screen. Cape Town of the New Gun, they use smoke screen. All of these symbols are part of the smoke screen. Now, here's what's going to be really important to many of you so you can understand to the detail the transition of power, the changing and the transition in the land, the changing of what's getting ready to happen globally, around the world. All of what I'm getting ready to share with you is very important to you so you will know that what we're getting ready to see in our government, we're watching what's getting ready to transpire. We don't worry about, at this particular time, don't worry necessarily too much about the royal family. They couldn't take out Harry and Meghan when they tried to do create another car accident as they did for his mother. So don't worry about that. What I'm going to share with you today is all about the Pope in Rome. So I want you to share that this is about the Pope in Rome. This is about Vatican City. Everything you're watching is about Vatican City in our government. It's about Vatican City in our government. So mark your day. Mark this down. Now, one smokescreen that you, many of you know, and many people don't know, the Jesuit order know, the Catholic Church know, they understand it, and those who are part of those secret society knows it. They all understand. Now, the Vatican City, anytime they're preparing to select a pope or raise up a pope or prepare a pope, they have a smoke. They have smoke screen. There's getting ready to be a major exit in Vatican City. So what you're seeing right now is all preparation. We're in a time of what goes around comes around. And so you're getting ready to see a major change in Vatican City. In Vatican City, that's where the Pope is at. That's where the Pope, the present Pope is. In 2022, there were two popes. Now it's only one. And there's a transition in Vatican City. And so what you're watching, all of the smoke screen that you're seeing around the world, you have to understand what the symbol of those smoke screens are. Now, and when I say this, you're going to really have a clear understanding that the entire institution of the religious world will be changed. It will be entirely changed. The Nimrod system, everything is changing. It's changing, and it's going to change very quickly. It's going to be an acceleration that's going to shift the dynamic. Now, you're going to see the stone, the tribal stone. And when I say the stone, you're going to see the rising up, the raising up, and the rising up of the origins of God. Everything that's in the original of God is getting ready to manifest itself. Now, the religious world do not want it to happen. Pastors who are in pulpits, who are in the religious world that do not want to happen, they will die in pulpits. Believe what I'm telling you. The religious world is going to shift. The pew, many of you who are sitting in pew, you're putting so much pressure on pulpits, pastors, leaders, if you call them apostles, prophets, and ministry gifts, they can't survive the pressure, so they walk it away. Or they're downgrading their position and title because everything is changing. The entire Vatican City, the entire Catholic Church is going to change. The system is changing. Three major religions in the world, there you're going to see dynamics change in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All of those things, there's a maneuver in those. Now, every other religion that comes under that, those umbrellas really follow those systems. But what's critical is for the prophetic people, and when I say prophetic people, these are men and women of God who are connected to foretell and forthtell. You won't miss it. All you will be dealing with is the stress in your mind to figure out, is this God or is this the devil? And so your battles that you're battling with right now is in the midst of the smoke screen. The smoke screen is set up exactly to the detail to confuse the people, but it's an access and it's a communication. It's an access and it's a communication to the world. It's an access, and especially to those of the high-ranking leadership. It's all access to them. Let me go a little deeper so you can have a real clear understanding of the smoke screen and how it's important for them for acceleration. The smoke signal was the fastest way to send messages. Smoke signals were something to notify the insurgent of hostility, military hostility, of things that are transpiring of the smoke screen. So all of the smoke that you're watching and you're hearing, well, this is a fire, smoke fire, those are all smoke screen. Those are all symbols. Now, many of you hear that it came from Canada to the United States. Now, listen to that. Those are borders. It's letting everybody know, the borders, United States border, the border of the Canadian border, is showing that the strength of what's getting ready to happen is all in the, it's all in what we call the treaty of the border treaty of the Canadian border and the United States border. We have to know that the smoke screen is in effect right now. And one of the reasons that it's in effect is because of the exchange of currency, the exchange of money, the exchange of wealth, and the exchange of leadership. All of those things are under the umbrella of what we call the smoke screen that's in the land. And you're watching it. Part of New York is went into New York. You have to remember what transpired in California, but what's ultimately taking over the global, the international exchange between Canada and the United States. Canada and the United States. And then other countries, the Scandinavian country, and the list goes on in those nations. So you're in the midst of the smoke screen. Other areas of the smoke screen was signal to misinterpret things, letting people know. One of the smoke screen is the instant the translating of we are coming. Smoke screen, that we are here, we're coming. And so you're watching all of these symbols of the smoke screen in the land. But most importantly, because of what you see and what transpired from what I told the people in 2019, it was this year of the setup. 2019 was the year of the setup. 2020 was the year of the obituary. It was the obituary. 2021 was the year of the grief, sorrow, pain, mental distress. 2022 was the year to literally change the thought and create what we call mental illness, mental pain for many of the people. And 2023, because 2022 was the year of life, 2023, this is an important timetable. Here, it's an important timetable. And the reason why this is an important timetable, because this is the navigation of what did not happen through those ranking families, through the royal family, the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order, the Scottish Rite, the bones and scales, blood sacrifice, Masonic orders, and the list goes on. You will understand exactly to the details, and even some of them don't even understand. They're just part of those fraternities And they don't even know the depths of what I'm revealing to you all right now today. They think they know some of them. They haven't even tapped into, I would probably say, they haven't even tapped into 40% of exactly what's going on, especially as it relates to the mind, the thought, the will of the people, and being able to tap into the light of who you are to God in the depths of where you are in God's relationship to Him. And so what I'm sharing with you is very important for you to know that your position, you have to maintain your posture in the land, and you're maintaining your posture in the land due to what God is about to reveal. No, but what God is about to release. It's been revealed, but in the revealing, the smoke screen do not want you to know what is for you. As a matter of fact, for your DNA, for your inheritance and your legacy, what would be the legacy of his people in the land that has been released to them? And what has been released to you, they don't want you to tap into it. So what they did is they gave you corona, the virus. What they gave to the royal family is the coronation. Now, many of you have to listen to this. Listen to what I'm sharing with you. Through the system of the world, everything was supposed to throw us all off balance and throw us all into mental distress and then throw your body out of the DNA for which God had ordained from the beginning. And they use religion to do it. They know that we were spiritual people, and anybody that was spiritual were connected to the Spirit of God. They move you from the spiritual world into religion ritual. So they have many of the people following rituals, and you're moving from spiritual. Spiritual requires the human body to tap into the Spirit of God in the inner me, the inner eye of you to God, the inner sanctum of you to God. And the religious world sold you rituals. And the church world, or because of slavery, bondage, the road to Rome, the Constantine Christianity, the religious system, they made you serve what we call religion. And many of the people fell into the ritual trap, and missed the spiritual persona of God to be able to transcend, to be able to operate in the spirit world, to be able to connect to the will of God for who we are, to tap into your DNA, to understand the glory of God which is inside you, to know that you, the gene in you or the atom in you, to be able to understand the matter of you and the power of the molecular systems of who you are. So most of the people started following rituals, and they start missing the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is tapped into the spirit of who you will be in God. Nobody can walk in total holiness following rituals. You can walk in holiness following the Spirit of God. And many people don't know how to follow the Spirit of God because they've been trained and taught to follow rituals and ritualistic ways, pagan ways. And out of those pagan ways, we worship a tree. We worship light. We worship a day, God. We worship a cross, and I wore this today as your symbol of your religion. That's it. It's a symbol of your religion. But in you is the spirit being that houses all of the innate ability of God here bodily, the God conscious, the God nature, the miracle signs and wonder, the Taras of God. The Taras of God means that every human being can operate in the spirit where you don't need no doctors, period. The Taras of God simply means that you don't have to follow the pharmaceutical industry or business, because the Taras of God in you give you power to be able to heal your gene. That's why when they gave you coronavirus, they gave you what they call the shot. And when people took the shot, it took them away from understanding the DNA. That's why people had blood clots. People were going through things in their body, the mental capacity. People were off balance because they didn't understand what was told to them. Isn't it easy for somebody to tell you what you do through fear, false appearance, looking real, then operating in faith, coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and to be able to tap into the power that be to operate in the level of God and be able to move in the mysterious of God? The mysterious of God is the power of God inside of you to understand the secrets of what the fallen angels had to be able to use it against them so you can move in the power of God. Let me give you a perfect example of the mysterious of God, the mysteries of God, the power of the mysterious of God. Let's go over to the word of God in Matthew 4 and 1, how Jesus was able to move in the mysterious of God. Now, the Old Testament, 39 books, is Old Testament, which deals with theology. When you look at theology, it deals with the divine will of God. Now, when you get to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you have to really understand the gospel and how the gospel is encrypted with many secret codes of what we call the mind, the pineal gland, to be able to understand the molecular system. So when you read the gospel, you're actually reading information, because they said Matthew went for the Jews, Mark went for the Gentile, which really is nation, Luke, Theophilus, it's a historical book, John gospel is totally different than all of them, because John opens you up with a detail, specific detail of the infallible things of God. In other words, when you read John's gospel, you're reading it from the place where God is revealing to you the power of who he is through his sonship, or proven exclusively he is Son of God. Now, we're Son of Man, so we're connected to God in so many ways. To be able to understand the power of who you will be in him. Matthew 4:1. Now listen to this. Matthew 4:1. And Jesus was led up of the Spirit. He was led up of the Spirit into what? The wilderness. To be tempted of the devil. And when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was what? Hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones, the stones, to be made bread. Now, listen to this. The stone to be made bread. Now, think about what happened when Moses, a man that was meek, who took the people through the wilderness for 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness. Look how Jesus took what was concealed and did what revealed. And then we have the power to fulfill. So from this experience of what you see, here you have a revelation of the concealed of Moses going through the wilderness, taking the people from Egypt and trying to get them to the promised land so that they will understand the power of their inheritance, their legacy, and what belongs to them. In the wilderness, if you study it, in the wilderness was the biggest offering in the world because they took gold, silver. They had everything they need. That was the biggest offering. You can go and study it. The wilderness was the biggest offering that was. And they had everything they needed. So Jesus now, Yeshua, when you use the word HaMashiach, that means anointed one. It means anoint. Mashiach, it means anointed one, the anointed one. He took all of the details. Now listen to this. What was concealed is actually revealed. Now, anything after this, when you move into the books of Acts in till you reach eschatology, Revelation, is simply fulfill. Many believers cannot fulfill what God wants them to do because you've been trained to live your life ritualistically. And the rituals means exactly what it is. You worship this. If I worship this, I can never go inside God for him to reveal or to fulfill and where I'm going to reveal. If I let God in and if I open up to him in me, then what's in me will speak to what? The gene in me, the Adam in me, and the Adam in me will deal with the molecular system of who I am. That's the cerebellum and the cerebium. That means in you, in every human being, you'll carry the will, mind, thought of God. Everything inside of you is exactly to the details of God's creation, God's power, and his presence. When they train you to worship man, when they train you to bow to man, then you have given your what? Your rights to somebody to handle your word. That's where you get the word worship. Words that you shift out. Word shift. In me, the inner eye of God in you to deal with eternity that gives you power over humanity. Human life, you carry the power, your projected sound. He who controls your hearing controls your destiny. In you, you have power and authority to rule and reign over what? The fish of the air, the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. You have power over heaven and earth. You have authority over those areas, and the enemy does not want you to tap into any of that. That's why the high-ranking families of the world control telecommunication, which is teleporting, PB, and they control you by getting you what? To be able to do what? They get, I need you to what? Religiously follow me. Follow me religiously. And most people, they follow them religiously so they control your destiny. religiously they control your destiny. Now, here's what Jesus did. What was concealed is now revealed. It's been revealed. But the wrong leadership control your power to understand how to fulfill it, to forfeel means inside of you, you're using your atom, you're using your molecular system, you're using the power of God in you to be able to maneuver in the earth realm, to do what's deemed by the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is what? Freedom, liberty. You need to be liberated from being locked in to the religious system. And a lot of that happened through slavery, slave trade, losing your identity through the being raped in slavery, identity being taken. Most people in the church world right now, they are all copycatters. They're not originators. Original people know how to move beyond what was told to them or what they will learn from the religious system of the world. It's easy to tell somebody, sit up and say, oh, that's religion. Well, you religious yourself. You're going to tell people, oh, we're breaking tradition. Tradition, you're breaking what tradition? Because if you go back to the original of things, which many people don't know, it's hidden. The Catholic Church and the 21st floor have many of the secrets. That's where you get the 777 from, the 21st floor in Vatican City, down deep, down inside. When you go into and down inside the Vatican, down where they get all the stuff hidden at, they don't want you to know that. That's why you're getting ready to watch the entire, you're getting ready to watch an exit of the Pope. You're getting ready to see an exit. That's what the smoke screen is all about. The smoke screen that everybody watching and seeing is the next level, because it first starts with the royal family. Then it starts with the Catholic Church. And from the Catholic Church, it goes all the way down. It goes down in that ranking. So you have to understand the power that be as it relates to the ranking family. That's why the attacks are where they are at. The attacks are coming from those areas, the religious system. The four major, what you call the four high-ranking world, the world family. You can see what's going over in Europe, over in Russia. That's one. The royal family is two. The Catholic Church, now it's hitting there, is three. Three, that's the third one. And we'll reveal to you the other one because I don't want to say it right now, but it's far greater than you will ever imagine in the history. So I keep those three at the forefront so that the people will understand exactly what's getting ready to transpire in the land. So the smoke screen that we're watching, the smoke screen you're watching is exactly that. It's a smoke screen. And they always create smoke screens. You have to remember all of the other secret things have been revealed, that have been revealed to the people. So the smoke screen is one of the oldest forms of long-distance communication. So what you see in the smoke screen, now all of the smoke all over the place, that's another sign of communication. And also the N40, what was N95 mask, they just gave a million of them away. They just created another mask. So they try to mask, they create a smoke screen to try to mask the things that are going on. The history of the usage of it, I've already shared that with you. China, ancient Sri Lanka, use them. Let me go down a little deeper so you can understand. A different culture, use them. England, Dutch, the Portuguese people, the North American indigenous people also communicated via smoke strip signal based upon their tribe. The Western Zhou dynasty, BCE King Yan of Zhou, had a habit of fooling warlords with false warning beacons in order to use his power. Smoke grenades. And I'll tell you, one of the other things about smoke signal is the color of the smoke signal. The color of the smoke signal will let you know the symbol of what's coming through each of those smoke signal color. So, because many people, what you're looking at, oh, they got wildfires all over the place. These are wildfires, and all of the smokes are all over. So what they didn't tell you is that these are smoke signals because of codes of communicating. It's a communication through those smoke signals, and they don't want you to know. And especially the smoke signal that comes from Vatican City, which is where the Catholic Church is, which dominates all the world religion because of the catechist secret information, what they took from the Moors information, the tribunal information. You know the Pope don't stand and bow before the emblem of Jesus on the cross. He doesn't do that. The Pope doesn't do that. So everybody who goes to these different Catholic churches and they see the cross of Jesus up there, he doesn't bow to that. He doesn't bow to that. He don't even believe that himself. He has the black Madonna. He goes before that. He doesn't even all of this stuff that we think they do, he doesn't do that. Vatican City is a totally different entity. It's a self-ruled government. It's dominant over 1,000 people. The population, I believe, 1,000, almost 5,000 people. And so that's a whole entire entity dominated, controlled, and locked in. And anything outside of that, they have to go through the Jesuit order or the order of the Catholic Church. So what you think you see, you don't see. What you watch it, you're viewing, it has to be revealed to you so you can understand what's going on. Now, 2020, the year 2020, was a year in the middle of the obituary time. There was a lot of revealing that was supposed to came from the double 20. But many people did not understand it. And the reason they did not understand it, due to fear that was supposed to grip people, and especially the melanated or the darker people. And they used many of our leaders who were part of secret society and different orders to do it. And that's why they gave them money. But the Lord intervened on behalf of many of us. And many of the leaders that you thought would have been here, God took them off the scene because they were being controlled. And that's what you start seeing, great leaders who were leaving, but God took them off the scene because he understood what the plot and the scheme was in this 12 years after the 400 years of this being fulfilled. When you saw the president of the United States stand before the Episcopal building in 2020 of June 2020, when he stood in front of the Episcopal building and held up the Bible, it was already saying that this word was being fulfilled. Many people thought he was inherited. He was not. He was fulfilling. He was letting the people know that on May 25th, 2020, George Floyd and Officer Chavez in the city of Power Horn, Minnesota, Twin City, when he was arrested for the $20 bill, it was a counterfeit $20 bill. He was letting the world know that 2020 was going to be a year of a counterfeit. And then it was going to be a year of bloodshed, because Power Horn was the symbol of gunpowder and bloodshed. So 2020 was the year of a counterfeit that will create bloodshed for that time. You have to understand that was encrypted. Both of the individuals were Masons. They were part of the Masonic order. So why was it that two brothers, so-called brothers, who's both been Masons, would take each other out? Let's go a little deeper. So you can understand what is at stake as it relates to the order of secrets being revealed that people thought was sacred. No, it was about what was getting ready to happen as it relates to the 12 stones that are going to be revealed in this dispensation. King James knew it when he understood it in what, 1604. He was given the information. So between 1604 and 1611, it was the translation of the New English Version of the Bible. So they established 47 scholars. Now think about your body, what's inside of you. 47, the number 47 inside. If you study the anatomy of your body, think about what I just shared with you, the 47. Now, everything was done. So in 1611, that was the completion of what? The King James Version. It was authorized by King. King James did not do any writing. It was authorized complete in complete details of what was going on. Now, once that was done, 1711, 1611, 1711, 1811, 1911, and 2011, that's 400 years. Between 2011 and 2023, look at that, 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. That's 12 years. Now, that's why you have to understand 12 years. That's 12 years. The 12 years, the tribe. So, between that time period, it was supposed to make sure that the tribe of Judah, the original Israelites, the original people, would never come into the knowledge of the coronation. So we had to give you coronavirus, and we used Dr. Fauci, who is of the Catholic Church in the Jesuit order, who was under the authority of Pope Benedict, who passed away, the last pope, trained him. Pope John Paul trained him. So to understand where you are at in the world, now you have to know where I'm bringing you to in 2023 to understand. All of this smoke in the world is a smoke screen, and the symbols in the smoke screen and the Catholic Church use smoke to let the world know that there's a transition in the power of the Vatican. If you study what they do, when they prepare for a new pope, they use white smoke, black smoke. When they prepare their transition, they use other types of smoke. So you have to really understand the smoke screen that's in the world and around you. When you hear Jesus talk about the stones, and you hear David talked about five smooth rocks, and you hear about that, you understand that on the crown, the royal crown, which goes on the queen here, carry the 12 stones. The concierge who's in there with the Pope, with Charles, can't wear that crown. Queen Elizabeth wore that crown because she was the woman who they selected in 1925. Now, what you have is a king and a concierge. You don't have a queen on a throne. You have a concierge. She is not the queen. She is married to who? To King Charles. His wife, which was Princess Diana, who two children understood that because she prepared them for. That's why 25 years ago, back in last year, if she would have been alive, she would have been the queen on the throne. They knew the timetable. They understood the timetable. That's why it was done. That's why over the last 3 months, they were trying to take out Harry and Meghan like they did her mother years ago. That's why they're under heavy security and their children under heavy security, because they need those, they need that little boy, her son. They really need him badly. When Harry came back to the palace, Buckingham Palace, to meet Mother Queen Elizabeth, guess what happened? She passed away soon after that, because it's the final straw. Her husband passed away in April 2021 on the ninth day at age 99. If you flip those dates around, you get 666. That was the symbol, the ending of the 6 feet apart, 6 feet distance, 6 feet away. The Catholic Church knew it. So what you're dealing with right now is that the Catholic Church, the what you're dealing with now is the royal family cannot go any further until the original blood is on the throne. You're watching it. Now what you're watching is the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order, are running for their life because they understand that the power and the thing that they set up in place will not work. So the smoke screen now is the finalization of the Pope in Rome. He's in his farewell time. And we have to understand there's a coming down. There's a coming down, and you're watching it. Now, let me share something with you that's going to really bless many of you so you can understand when the word of the Lord God talks about this biblically. The word of God talks about this biblically as the coming of the time, or the coming of the age, or the coming of what's getting ready to manifest itself in the land, so you can understand. Now, many of you hear this. Now, here's what the word of the Lord God. The Bible said, I will send Elijah before the great dreadful day of the Lord, end of quote. We have to understand that Elijah understood what that means. Now, you got to understand what Gilgal means. You have to understand what Gilgal means. You got to understand what Bethel means. You got to understand what Jericho means. And you have to understand Jordan means, all of those places. So that when Moses made his exit out of the law, you have to understand the details of what all of those places meant, and strategically the coming of Elijah, the power of Elijah. Gilgal in the Hebrew, it means the circle. It means the circle wheel. The wheel in the middle of the wheel that Ezekiel talked about, the circle. It's the place of the circle of the wheel, referred to as the stone circle that built Israelite in the that built by Israelite in the desert as a way of remembering the time spent wandering. Now, in separation, Gilgal. Bethel was the place that God met them, the house of God, the place of the house of God. From going around there again to God meeting them in this place, it was the place of the ancient Israelite temple as a spiritual concept of God's presence. So from where? From Israel, from Gilgal to Bethel, the presence of God, to Jericho. Jericho is the fragrance of God. The Canaanites, derived from the Canaanites, which the word Rehob, which the fragrance, to bring the people together to Yariah, the name of the place where the presence of the God was there, the city, the center of worship. So for the people to know exactly the details. Then you have what you call the Jordan. The Jordan is the flowing down. It means that the presence of God, the people going around and around again, will no longer go around because of the presence in the house of God, to bring them to understand the fragrance or the oil of God that's getting ready to flow down to his people. Everything is coming together, and everything is coming into alignment for the people of God. He's trying to bring us to stop following the religious systems of the world. Paganism, following outside to tap into who you are to him and him in detail. Many of you are fighting. You're fighting because of the religious system of being trained and incarcerated with it. And because you've been trained and incarcerated with it, it's hard to break something you're so used to or you've been trained to follow or go along with. And to contradict it now, it will literally cause you to have a battle within your family line, your bloodline, the way you've been taught and the way you've been, the way you were thinking. I'm going to end on this point here for many of you all, okay? For many of you all, right now at this point, what we're dealing with in the world is a smokescreen right now. The smokescreen right now is because of what's getting ready to happen globally as it relates to the Catholic Church in Vatican City. This is what this is about. You always have a smokescreen. Many of you see we just lost, the world just lost a great general, Pat Robertson, of the 700 Club, a giant general in the evangelical movement. So what you're getting ready to see is a giant move in the Catholic Church, or what they consider the universal church, which is Catholicism in the land. And when that happens, there must be a major replacement. And you're going to be shocked to see the replacement that is in order for them. Everything will come into line. It's going to come into, you can even look at the moon, the sky. This whole month is full of things that are happening in the universe and things that are transpiring in the universe. And some of you all, your body is connecting to the universal plan of God. That's why some of you are dealing with so many things internally within you all. Your body is dealing with a lot of internal things. God is trying to line your body up with your appetite, your thoughts, your mind. Your mindset is changing. Even some of the mindsets of the people that are changing, it is what you're experiencing there. It's what you're experiencing. That's why the word of the Lord God talks about, or let me finish the scripture up so you can all really understand the details. And here's what he said to him. He said, and the tempter came to him and said, this is Matthew 4:1. He, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. See, the stones are the tribes. He want him to contradict the purpose and the plan for which God has designed for his people. But he answered and said, it is written. Now he's talking, he's taking them back to the foundation. It is written, you are the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became what? Flesh. You are the written Word that's in flesh, the sisno that covers you. You can read that in Ezekiel chapter 37. He said, it is written, man shall not live by the bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, the inner eye of God in you that deals with eternity, the power to be able to move. Let me tell you something. Let me share this with people. Do you think for one time where I stand right now, why do the United States government invest in people following me and watching me? Do you think for one time I'm sitting here telling you all the details of everything that's happening? And many of you can research it and go back into the record and find out everything I said is true. There's no person that can refute anything I said to them. There's no one that can battle it. What they can do is they can distract me and you. What I'm revealing to many of you today is getting ready to manifest itself suddenly. Keep your eye specifically glued to Vatican City. You will see what's getting ready to transpire. You already had a view of the royal family. The stuff you're watching concerning President Trump, believe me, that's a smokescreen. Hear me today. That's all a smokescreen. Men and women who are real people, is to throw you off to what they're trying to do in the land. It's a smokescreen. The smoke you saw is a smokescreen. In the land, all major, even from Native American, other tribes, other nations, let me take you to this so you can understand of what this is all about. So you won't miss what God is really saying to you. There it is. What's going on? The Aboriginal Australian, they use smoke screen so that people would not be fooled. I don't want you all to be deceived by the church or the religious world of what's getting ready to be released. Once that alignment is made, then all of the alignments will come together globally. And what is or what belongs to God's people will be manifested suddenly based upon the DNA. That's where you get the book of Numbers. That's where you get, understand, Genesis, the gene, Exodus, you exiting out of. What do you get? Leviticus, your role, your position as priest, as understanding the priestlyhood, the garment, to understand the events, the Judaic events, the feast of the year. Then you get the numbers, the number of the tribe. This is all law. Then you get Deuteronomy or the Deuteronomical. You get information to let you know all that is getting ready to manifest. Then after those five books, you go into books of history. They don't want you to understand the books of history. They don't want you to understand what I'm sharing with you today. They don't want you to know where you're going as a people. That's why they incite events in all major cities where their black mayors, when they knew the demographic change in 2020, they start inciting events in those cities, in those towns, and they even started putting government agents in police departments or so that they can cause confusion and incite events in those communities. This stuff is nothing new. J. Edgar Hoover, when he was over the FBI, he was in Milano, just like Obama is. They all use them to create all of this decoy from understanding what is and what is to manifest itself. And many of us, we are shocked, and some can't believe it until it's revealed to you. When it's revealed to you, then you get it. If it's not revealed to you, you constantly go alone. That's why the hot spots that were created in New York in 2020, when they created all the New Yorks and they gave you these defibrillators and all of this other stuff, it threw fear on the people. That's why even one of the hip-hop guys, what is his name? I can't even think of his name right now. He was part of the hip-hop crowd, rapper. He was part of it, too. That's why he's even being exposed. All the stuff that was going on with him, he's even being revealed right now. It's being revealed. And everything is coming to the surface because he was part of that. He was part of those movements. And anybody who was part of that secret thing, society, and all of the stuff is coming to the surface. Everything is being revealed. Nothing is being hid. It's coming out. It's being revealed to the world. Yeah, it's being revealed to the world. So you will see it. You will know it. It is here. And nothing is being kept back. We are in the prophetic turning point, the smokescreen effect. And the smokescreen effect is happening now. That's why they had everybody coming out. A lot of these big hip-hop artists start coming out with their information and their data and their hidden stuff, hidden religion and doing all of these other things. Because what we've been sold is a smokescreen to throw you off of what is getting ready to transpire in the world and what's getting ready to manifest as it relates to the timing of God, the kairos of God for our life. Let me take you to the second level so you can understand this and bring you on home. I'm going to try to do this fast. All right. Then the devil taking him to the holy city and setting him on the pinnacle of the temple, setting him at the highest peak of what? The mind. So when you understand this, when you understand what I'm sharing with you, you have to remember this is the spirit world because Jesus was led up of the spirit. So what you're reading here is Satan is taking Jesus into the spirit world and setting him on the pinnacle, the holy city, the pinnacle of the brain, the central part of the temple of the brain, the highest level, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thy down your thought. Cast thyself down. That's your thought. It is written, he should give angel charge concerning thee in their hand. They should bear thee up, lest at any time thy dash thy feet against a stone. You go against the tribe. You go against what you've been taught. You go against the original plan of God. You follow me? He wanted them to go against the original plan of God. The original plan of God. And the original plan of God will never change. Nothing about God's plan will never change. If you're part of that fraternity, secret society, and the list goes on, you've only been drafted into the order of the religious system, not into the plan of the righteousness or the Spirit of God. To tap into that realm require one to understand the spiritual world or the Spirit of God in you. Let me take you a little deeper. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. What the enemy does is he tempt flesh. The tempo is the presence of God, the inner me, the inner I of God covers the substratum of everything outside. He wants you to change your posture so that they can rule over your presence and your genes and your atom and your molecular system. And many people fall for that trap, and then the enemy can destroy you. The word of God said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end thereof are the ways of death. So you have to understand what appear to be godly is not God. It's a God, but not the supreme God, which is under the sovereignty of God. That's why on the fifth month and the sixth day of last month, at 6 a.m. Eastern time, they had a coronation for what? The crowning of who? King Charles as who? The sovereign supreme ruler of the sovereign nation. He is in a position that is totally illegal and not authorized. That's why the chaos in the world is where it is now. There's no queen on the throne. She's a concierge. She can't even wear the crown that carries the 12 stones that's there. So what you have is a move in the land right now where all of them understand that what is getting ready to manifest is getting ready to manifest from Vatican City. So all of this smoke that you're seeing in the land is a smoke symbol. If all of you go and Google right now what do smoke means or smoke screen, they're going to tell you. And then they're going to bring you to the Catholic Church or Vatican City, how they use smoke as a symbol of a transition of power in the land. And you will know what's getting ready to manifest at this very time in the earth realm over the 2 billion Catholic people, Catholicism, the Jesuit order, and all of those things that follow, there's a coming down. So the word of God says, and the great dreadful day of the coming of Elijah, you have to understand Gilgal, Bethel. You have to understand Jericho. You have to understand Jordan. It all came through the law of the word of God. All of those experiences, that transcend what's getting ready to happen. That's why at this very time, they're trying to promote transgender over men and women of God, transcending. They gave genes. They sold pills. They put things in your element, atmosphere, water, chemical trail. They send these certain people into your community and sell you the second grade food that you buy and sell it to you and mess with your children. That's what they gave y'all in 2021. What did they start messing with? They start messing with the baby food. They start messing with what was the other one that they start? They said they ran out of 44% you all understand. Somebody could write it on the screen there. They were talking about they give baby carnation is another thing somebody did. Formula, thank you, man. Bless you right there. Formula. Why? Because Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. So Dr. Fauci and all of the team, Center for Disease Control, World Health Organization, and the list goes on. They wanted to change the formula, so that these children that was born, you see how bright they are right now and talented. We can mess them up. But before 2020, before 2030, before 2035, that's why when I shared with the people at the conference I was in Friday, I let them know that many of you all right now, you are in your 2033 right now. You are living in 2033. Why? Because right now in 2023, many of you are not here. God has moved you years down the road. And that's why I'm revealing to the world at this very moment the plan to stop some of you from getting your mind set for what's getting ready to happen by 2024, 2025. If you understood what is getting ready, what has been released, what has been loosed, and then what has been released, you will all be shocked of what must be done by the divine law of God. Let me share something with you. Write this down. Write, Prince of the Air, understand the principles of God. Every angel understand the principle of God. The prince of the air understands the principle of God. And anybody who has power will be able to have the plan. The prince of the air, have they known that who the Lord Jesus, or who the Lord of glory was, that's the principle, they would have not killed the Lord of glory. You operate under the what? The principles of God. Every part of you carries the principles of God. When you know who you are, the prince of the air, principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, fear you. Why? Because you rule through the principles of God over the prince of the air because of the power. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could think or ask, according to the power, the inner eye, the inner eye, me, the power that worketh in you through the what? Through the gene of you, through the atom of you, through the molecular system, to bring you to understand the pineal gland. You have power where you can actually tell the angels what to do. And they will respond to you because they have to obey you. They're locked in. We were already had dominion. You can tell anything, your sound. If you get into a place in God where you don't have fear, nothing can stop you because you have total authority over the realm of principality, power, rules of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. You are the power of God. You the formula, the principles of God that rule the prince of the air and have the power of God to move into the plan and the purpose. That's why he said to the world in Ephesians or Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them who are what? The called according to his purpose. Love God, who are the called according to his purpose. You have to know that the power in you is far greater than anyone else. When you study the Torah of God and the power of God, you are a powerful being in the earth realm. Do you know I'm one of the most feared black men in the United States and even the world? If I even tell some of you, the people that consulted me to sell my soul, I'm not even afraid because I don't have the fear. I don't fear them. They fear us. I don't have fear of them. I'm not intimidated by them. They don't intimidate me. You can't kill what you need. I'm revealing stuff that they don't even know. I'm revealing to them what their masters don't even tell them. So to be able to understand the power, I don't got time to be trying to give you a car and a house. I'm trying to tell you how you can invent a car, how you can invent a house, how you are money. You are the wealth. You are the gene. You're the genealogy of the universe. I'm revealing to you stuff that's happening in 2036 down the road. I predicted to leaders what they would be, and they didn't even know they were there. And when they got there, they remembered me and said, you were the man that said that. I said, yes, because I'm telling people about who they're going to be, and they don't even know they're going to be that. That's why you have to understand the power that be and the glory on your life. Your emotions, you got to tap into who you are in God, far greater than anybody that can tell you. Here's what he said in the next verse. And when the devil take him up to the holy city, what he said, let's go down to verse number 10 and 7. This is 7. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again, here's what Satan take him. Satan take him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him the kingdom of the world. The kingdom of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou would do what? Fall down and do what? Worship. Give me your words out of your mouth. And shift it, authorize me to have dominion over your words, authorize me to rule over your molecular system, your magnetic universe. Give me the power that God gave you when he told you, let us make man in your image and after your liking. That's why when you deal with people, let people argue, act a fool, act crazy, stay in your spirit realm. When they get finished, you walk away. They look like a fool. You walk in the presence because they can't control you. They are a distraction. You will have many people that are just distractions to you. They're distracting you. They're sent to distract you, to discold you, to change your mindset. A lot of you are dealing with distractors. People are distracting your what? Contraction, your contracting power. Stop letting people distract you. You are too powerful. You will miss it if you let them distract you. There are some of you that God is saying to tell them, my sons and daughters, you are the stone that are raising up now. I'm revealing and I'm exposing all of those genealogies that are false, that are not real, because I'm revealing to the world who are who in me. and who are who in you. I'm showing you who you are in the power that be. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You outmatch this stuff. More powerful. Stop sowing your seed into cursed people, things, individuals, nations, and things that's changing you from who you are. You are a document from God. You're the formula of God. And when you watch, I said this in 2020, God is coming in an exact order. He did it. The Catholic Church is on the list. That's the next place that God is hitting, and is going to shock many Catholics. It's going to shock many people in Catholicism. You already see Pat Roberts, the godfather of the evangelical movement, the last of them. Then you have Jimmy Baker, and you have Jimmy Swagger, all of them, because of their of what their background was, they're slowly coming off the scene. God is coming at the evangelical. He's already proved it. Now he's coming at the Catholic Church, the Vatican City. No, they're in their farewell season. That's why everything you're watching is an urgency. That's what the smoke screen is about in the land. And when that solidifies, you're going to watch in the car. There will be a raising up, hear me, of somebody in the tribe of the Issachar that's part of Spanish people, that's part of Native American culture. They're raising up. And God will use them because of what he's going to do. And he's going to move like never before over the land. And many of the people do not understand that those sellouts who sold us out, and we're talking about black leadership, who was simply house, and I don't want to use the term, but I'll use it for you, house sellout people, and you know who they are. They don't have no power to do anything. There's a coming down, and there's a rising up of sun. That's why mentor, they could mentor you. None of those leaders can mentor you. They can't even mentor you. They're contaminated. And what you're watching is a move in the land far greater. And then all of the other ones that I raise up, they're not sons. You have to know. That's why you see so many women are coming into powerful position, and it will not last because they're not coming into position with being feminine. They're coming into position trying to be masculine, and their gender will be destroyed because they're not operating in their femininity. It's not designed for their body. That's why you see many of them coming on trying to be masculine position, and they won't survive. It's a difference between a queen and a fiend that's trying to change a gender to a transgender way. It will not happen in the land. It's in contradictory of itself. I don't care how many of you watching me and listening. You understand. You know, even when you go home at night and where there's all this counterfeit stuff, you know you are a woman, and your gender has to remain feminine. You can't be masculine, period. Even under that, that's why when you transcend, you can't be a transgender. And they're selling that foolishness to our culture to try to bring us to understand that human rights and equal rights. Then we are a people that have been selected and chosen by the presence of God. And you will see it in the universal plan. It would not change because of you trying to be who you not. You're not. You can't be that. That's why at this time, there's no queen sitting on the throne. So God is hitting Vatican. The smoke screen is about Vatican City, Jesuit order, Catholic Church. All of those are on his list. And he's hitting that away. Keep your eye there. and all of the ones, all of them other stuff that you see that counterfeit, that's playing down, it don't mean nothing to the Lord. He's going at the highest ranking in the world. He's going to the top. And he's taking certain people to the top who understand who they are in the kingdom. And most of these people don't know who they are. In pulpits, in preaching, in the fivefold ministry gift, that sound does not define the power for which God has given you. Amen. All right, I'm through. Hallelujah. I'm teaching today. Were you all blessed today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, so real quickly, I want to give you all a personal invitation. That's why the smoke screen. The message today is the smoke screen. That's what it is, a smoke screen. If you look at the word smoke screen, it's a smoke screen to throw us all off. Don't be moved, people. I mean, the Lord was talking to me even about something coming up this week as it relates to Tuesday. Something's going to transpire as it relates to Tuesday. I already told you what you all experience now, happening now, but something's getting ready to transpire Tuesday. I'm praying for many of us to really have an understanding of the details of what's getting ready to manifest in the land. Once you see the transition of July, you're going to watch and live in one of the most wealthiest times. Many of you, you don't have to buy a house, buy land. You get land, you can get a house. Things are getting ready to be so open to us like never before. You're going to be able to view it. So stay tuned. All right. We're preparing for our Lifeline Conference. It's coming up. It's 2 weeks away. It's 2 weeks from now, and I want to see all of you there. It's going to be a powerful time. Our Lifeline Conference 2023. That's June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's going to be powerful speakers. I'm telling you, this is our 12th year. 12 years. That's the 12-year period that they were talking about from 2011 before they went into Libya using Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to go in that country and do what they did to the Ethiopian people, the original Jews. And you ain't seen nothing yet in the continent of Africa. And I really don't want to call it Africa because Emperor Afghanistan named the country to call it Africa. But nonetheless, there's a move that's happening in that continent like none other. And I'm sharing more information about the smoke screen. And many of you understand the smoke screen right now. I'm telling you, you will see between the next 90 days and probably coming into April, June, July, August, and September, what is going to be released in terms of the cap coming off of the cap that they lifted off of the United States budget. The cap was lifted, but that's nothing compared to what is getting ready to be released as it relates to reparation to many of you, emancipation to many of the people. It's in the divine order. It's in divine order in the land. And all of this was about it. So you're getting ready to tap into that. So hold fast to what you have, and you will see the manifestation. They can't hold on to it. It's almost like holding on to the Ark of the Covenant, and you keeping the Ark of the Covenant, and everything has happened. I can't think of the name, but they were holding on to the Ark of the Covenant, but they had to give it up. They had to give up the Ark of the Covenant. They cannot hold it. And that's why Vatican City is in the place it's in. That's why you saw the Catholic Church. You're watching it. That's why you saw what happened in Vatican City. All of these things are coming to pass immediately. It's going to accelerate. Something's getting ready to manifest. It's coming Tuesday. You'll understand it. So be prepared. Now, back to our conference 2023. I want to see you all there. It's in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We want you to join us. It's a $50 registration fee. Come and be blessed with all of the activities. You will be blessed in such a powerful way. I want to see you in the building. Some of you up there, go ahead and purchase some of those stars. When you see it there, stars you can receive, go ahead and jump in there and get some of those stars up there. I'm telling you that it's a powerful time for many of you in the nation, and you're going to be blessed. They want to see you at our Lifeline Conference 2023. It's going to be one-of-a-kind time, and I want to see you there in the building in the place. All right. Now, real quickly, I'm going to tell those who are partnering with us, virtual members, and those who want to make a donation, I want you to do that today. Please consider making a seed to us and making a donation as we ministry the word of God today. Those of you that prophet method, I want to sow a seed to the ministry and be a blessing. You can do it via Cash App, money sign, R-F-P-I-M. You can do it via Zelle at We Restore You. That's the U, the letter U at yahoo.com, and be a blessing. Your seed will help us continue to advance the kingdom of God and do what we're doing over the lives of the people. We want to give you the opportunity to do that. Some of you, I asked last week, would you be committed to sowing this seed of $100? I'm telling you, I appreciate it in advance. And then those of you who would say, I'm going to step out and sow a seed, a general seed, into the ministry work that you're doing, I greatly appreciate it. If you would do that, man of God, if you would do that, woman of God, as we continue to do the kingdom work, you can do that now. Administrator Rita Bryan is on the screen, and a couple of other leaders and people who are connected to us are putting the information up there so you can sow today into the work that we're doing. I want to personally invite you to join me in our services. If you're in the Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana, join us today in our sanctuary. I'm going to be dealing with the prince, the principle, and the power that comes for the plan and the purpose. I'm going to be sharing some very powerful things. We're going to have a worship experience. You will be blessed in our sanctuary today. I'm coming with a word from the Lord for God's people. And I want to personally invite you to come out and be with us. We're not going to hold service long today. I don't tarry long like I used to. My energy and my synergy from eternity to humanity, I don't waste a lot of my time on things that are superficial. I go straight to the word of God, reveal it to the people, and move on. It is important, men and women of God, not to be distracted, not to be distracted. Take care of your health, take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of your spirit. You're important to the kingdom of God. That's why I invest in those who invest in what we're doing. I appreciate you today. Thank you for partnering with me. Thank you for being a virtual member. Thank you for being connected to me. I celebrate you all. If you're interested in being covered by a ministry, I would love to be a father in the gospel to you, be a leader that will lead you, be a mentor to you, be a coach. Please reach out to my office. We'd love for you to be part of what God is doing. Everything that we reveal to you since the inception of what we started is all in effect, and it's all came to pass. Documents of things that happened. Lives have been changed. People have been blessed. And the entire mindset, men and women of God who have came under our ministry and we have mentored them, they have, their ministry have grown. They have been blessed financially. I have resources that I've helped men and women of God to expand their ministry. Some people couldn't take it because of the pressure that you have to live a lifestyle. You have to live right. You have to walk right. You got to do right. But I'm willing to help you if you have struggles. I'm just as authentic as everybody else, human as everybody else, flawed as everybody else. The difference between the man that got caught and the man that didn't, you stayed too long, I was able to get out. I share that with people. You have to understand the gift that's on your life. Stop letting your gift be stifled by people you don't know and people you trust to lay hands on you and toxify you instead of detoxify you. The triage of God is far greater than anything else, all right? So those of you who say, Prophet Matthew, I want to sow today, please do that today. Would you do that today? Go to that website. You can go to WeRestoreYou.org. You can go to Zelle and be a blessing. You can go over to Cash App at Money Sign and sow a seed. I greatly appreciate your seed in advance. And join us for our Lifeline Conference 2023. Come on and be with us. Fly in. You will be blessed. Fly in and enjoy the activity. Come on in, man of God. Come on in, woman of God. Enjoy the atmosphere. If you need us to minister to your city, town, or nation, call that office number. We would love to come and be a blessing to your ministry. We're not a ministry that's taxing God's people. We're a ministry that bringing a plan so you can be set free in the things of God for your life. All right? Thank you so much. Join us for our Lifeline Conference 2023 through the 25th. I want to see you in the building, in the place. Great speakers, great powerful voices. Apostle Maurice Simmons will be ministering on Friday night, Saturday morning. It will be a powerful woman of God. She will be coming in, a prophetess of the Lord. Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. Then my George Tooley, I will be ministering to the General Assembly that night. Sunday morning, my great friend, sister in the gospel, Prophetess Randall. She'll be coming in. Selena will be blessing us. I'm telling you, people of God, and many other leaders who will be participating in it, worship experience. Jamon Durant will be doing a praise and worship with us. We're going to be an exciting time. I want to see you in the building and in the place. You'll be blessed. All right? Have a phenomenal day. We're heading to our sanctuary at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. I'd love to see you there in the building with me today. It will be a word from the Lord for your life. God bless you is my prayer for you on today. It's Blog Talk. Okay. So those on Blog Talk side, Blog Talk, we bless you on today. Blog Talk people of God, we love you. Join us as well. Stay connected with us. We send the word of God to you, and may the Lord continue to keep you in our prayer. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Shalom aleichem.
The Lifeline Prophetic Conference. LaRon Matthews Ministries presents Lifeline Conference 2023.
On the Lifeline.
It happens June 23rd through 25th, 2023 at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor. Lifeline Conference 2023. This year's theme, Go Big or Don't Go At All. It kicks off June 23rd at 7 p.m. It's Praise and Worship with Prophet Jamon Durante, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then, Apostle Maurice Simmons of Hampton, Virginia. On June 24th at 10 a.m., get ready for Prophetess Barbara Gaines from Orlando, Florida. On June 24th at 7 p.m., it's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Harvey, Illinois. Also, Dr. LaRon Matthews will be honored on this night. Sunday, June 25th at 11 a.m., it's Prophetess Selena Randall of Chicago, Illinois.
Lifeline Conference 2023.
12 years of the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th, 2023. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Registration fee is $50. You can register at Cash App. Hashtag RFPIM. At Zelle. At WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. That's We Restore, the letter U, at Yahoo.com. And at PayPal at www.WeRestoreYou.org. Please put T-shirt size in the memo section. For more information, call 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Or 708-825-1988. 708-825-1988. Lifeline Conference 2023. 12 years on the Lifeline. June 23rd through 25th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. Right now, make plans to be there.